Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller recording on Tuesday, the 22nd of July. And I'm starting this recording at 10:05 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, I think it's kind of a maxim in stock markets that if monetary policy is positive, and it certainly still is, and if there's a crisis in the background that can temporarily overwhelm the implications of a favorable monetary policy, but whenever a financial crisis or some sort of global political crisis, such as we certainly have with Russia right now, or with Vladimir Putin's government, then any cessation in those tensions and markets tend to firm a bit. We've seen that here today. How long will it last? Well, we will see. My hunch is, though, that that the risks are perceived as greater for Europe than elsewhere, and that means that we have medium-term or short-term. I said short-term yesterday. Short-term highs. They are medium-term highs for some of the weaker European stock market indices. But at any rate, move further away and there is much less impact. For instance, going through the Asia-Pacific region today, we saw a reasonably good bounce, 0.8% for Japan. And we had a good 1.69% gain for the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. And that's getting close again to the resistance just above 24,000. It closed tonight at 23,782. Now, this pattern definitely looks to us as if we're going to get probably in the not too distant future, an upside breakout here, and we would need a very decisive downward dynamic to delay, further delay that prospect. So that looks interesting, and that tallies with what we see elsewhere with China, because although the Shanghai, or the, I should say the Shenzhen Composite Index, the Shanghai Composite Index, I beg your pardon. While that has certainly been a serial laggard for a very long time, it was up 1% here again today. The Shenzhen Composite, which I mentioned earlier, up a little bit more, 1.3% percent. And the valuations are very low in China, if you believe them, and I would give them the benefit of the doubt for the most part. So it does, I say with a bit of caution, but judging from the technical action, it does look as if China is on the cusp of a stock market recovery. Taiwan, which has been leading to the upside, up again 0.6%. South Korea, similar gains, slightly less. Australia, a little bit higher in here, and it benefited further from on the futures contracts from Wall Street's gains here today. India, well, it's gone right back up to the upper side of the range. Sensex index at 26,025. That might actually be a new closing high. It's not a new intraday high, but right at the upper side of the range, up 1.21%. It was a biggish move, that, and we've gone from short-term oversold back to short-term overbought. Well, this is where everyone can see the recent resistance has occurred. So the question really is India going to go on and consolidate a little bit further? Or has it finished that, and is it about to extend these gains overall? I'm not sure. In response to that, I want to see what happens up here. But India, I think, remains outstanding for the next few years. Now, another market that well, let's just carry on here. Kuala Lumpur and the New Zealand 50, both higher in here today. We had very small, well, small declines in Thailand. Actually, that was a little bit bigger. It was a downside key day reversal after a very strong run. It wasn't a huge key day reversal, but it was down 1.15%, and that's a little bit of a warning shot across the bows. As it's overbought in the short term. Indonesia, it's the Widodo presidency victory, which the market has been predicting and mildly celebrating. I think this is a very, very promising situation. Again, over the lengthy medium term and perhaps beyond. Now, Mr. Widodo's election victory was 53%, so he doesn't have a massive overwhelming majority the way Narendra Modi has in India, for instance. And he's not regarded generally as an economic specialist as Modi is. But nevertheless, this is a very positive development. He's not tied in with any of the previous governments, somewhat autocratic governments. He comes from a humble background, but is certainly very, very bright. Had an extremely good reputation in Jakarta, and also is apparently not tainted by any evidence of corruption. So that's all extremely good news in the governance is everything category for Indonesia, although my commentators who know a good deal more about Indonesia than I do say that changes occur relatively slowly there, so don't expect a dramatic change, but that the overall outcome is good. Well, that's good enough for me, and I think someone who wants a growth market which is modernizing, wages are not too expensive, they're resource rich in Indonesia. That this fits the bill as an attractive proposition here over the next few years. I'd put Vietnam in the same category as I've mentioned before. Okay, moving on to Europe. Well, Europe has been kind of catching all the fallout from the Russia-Ukraine situation, but it had a little bit of a bounce in here today and some quite good gains. Over 1%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index is up 1.66%, a little less for the Euro Banks index. So at minimum, some short covering and maybe a little bargain hunting in here overall. I would love to see it last, but I think that this political situation with Vladimir Putin is not over. Putin's in a corner, but I think his actions have been despicable. Not everyone agrees with that, of course, but that I think some of the European statements that I actually see, they're sort of saying, well, if Putin doesn't let all the bodies out of Ukraine and allow uninterrupted access to the crash zone, we're really going to have to slap down more sanctions here. It's kind of a please be nice because Europe obviously doesn't want to have a long contentious situation with Russia, but with a dictatorial bully and if he isn't that, what is he? That's not it's not going to cause him to go away, although he may adopt a softer tone here in the short term, particularly as evidence mounts against him, in the sense that it seems pretty strong, not conclusive. It's hard for things to be conclusive, particularly when the evidence is tampered with. But it does certainly seem that Russian separatists, trained by the Russian military itself, had fired that rocket that brought down with tragic consequences, MH17. But you know all that, so enough of all that. But I think that this is certainly going to weigh on Europe, perhaps for a little bit longer. But over the medium term, I think the positive monetary conditions will they will cushion downside risk here, and eventually lead to further gains overall. In terms of government bonds, I haven't seen those towards the end of the day. Let's have a look. Also bring this up, and U.S. 10-year is at 2.46%. So that's barely changed from yesterday. Well, down a fraction. Lower, so not certainly no inflation concern indicated there. Is that slightly behind the eight ball in terms of the US recovery and potential inflation pressures? Well, I would have thought so, but I'm not going to worry about it until we see this starting to break the progression of lower rally highs that we've really seen since the beginning of the year. When back in January, this was up at just over 3% very briefly. And as I say, now down at 2.446. So we're still in a bit of a sweet spot here overall, and companies are able to borrow very cheaply and buy back their own shares, thus flattering their earnings in a number of markets, and we've certainly seen plenty of that in the USA generally. So this again, the sweet spot continues. I get these horrendous reports that are sent through to me by some subscribers. I'm interested in seeing what you see that you think might well be important, of course, but I've never been aware of such, well, I'll put it this way. There've been so many negative comments, really, over the last, what, year and a half at least. So many extremely negative comments. And yes, I think all of us, if we've got our feet on the ground, have felt the wall of worry here a little bit. That's typical in bull markets. You're all we want to remain alert, worry about all sorts of things. But I haven't sold a single equity position in here so far, and I hope you've been mostly invested for this run as well. And I've also increased it in the last few months with some small, smallish leveraged positions in India, in China. India has been profitable. China, not yet, but it hasn't been losing anything here recently. And I also have that in Australia, and I'd be tempted to open some others here overall. I'm certainly not going to be too aggressive, but I'll run with the trend while it is still in form. And I'm really thinking, particularly as far as Wall Street is concerned, and it is still surprising people with its resilience. We obviously know that isn't going to go on forever, but it is certainly continuing here today. And I didn't give you the numbers, but modest gains, 0.5% or better here on Wall Street, with the Nasdaq 100 doing a little better. Brazil, another good day. Mexico, good day, Canada also. So the resources sector, again, it's cheap, good dividends in the quality shares. Owen has written about some of them in here today and posted some more of those charts. And it's the cyclicals that are outperforming here, and that is a classic phenomenon. And fortunately, it has been forecast by this site that the cyclicals would outperform in the latter stages of the bull markets, and that bull market. And that's what we see today. The appeal is that they're cheaper than everything else, and people are looking for some additional economic recovery, which would increase the demand for those resources, and they've also really got their costs under control. And elsewhere, commodities, silver fractionally higher, 2101 as I speak. Palladium down a tiny bit, $3.50, 1873 and a half. Gold, it's been in a 30, I've lost the range now, but just below 1300 to I think around 1313 near the high is my recollection. Currently at 1307.82 on gold bullion, 0.82. And platinum, I actually increased my platinum long position in here today. It's remember I'd gotten stopped out with a slightly in the money stop on my gold futures position not too long ago. I didn't want to chase it on the upside, I picked up a little bit more platinum in here, and of course I hold the silver. And grains and beans, wheat, corn a little bit lower, soybeans a little bit higher in the commodities sector. All the very best.